Lagers, pilsners, India pale ales, double IPAs, doppelbocks, Belgian goldens. That's right, it's all here on another round of Brews Day Tuesday. Here's Drez and Big Nate.
I got a little smoky smoke on mine over here. It is Brews Day Tuesday, and it is a nice, big, badass round of barrel-aged beers. Now, this round, as I try and shove that bottle cap into our little compartment over there, is all from Brothers Craft Brewing and from, I would say, my brother, your brother as well. He's been on the show. Good old beer man Josh. He is the one that bestowed both of these beers on me.
Now, my hero.
I earned both of them. He's not just willy-nilly giving me beers. If I remember correctly, this one, well, actually, I think we need to start with yours.
Okay.
Because mine is a variation of yours, if
First
I'm not mistaken.
This is the most full can of beer I've ever seen in my life.
Like, is it spilling right out of
the... Yeah, I mean, it's probably a good quarter of an inch below the top of the can full. So it says... Does it say? Jesus. Well, this is a 12-ounce can. I know that for a fact. And... You got every bit of 12 ounces in here. It's the Brothers Craft Barrel Aged Stout, the Resolute 23 Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout, 13.5% ABV.
Nice and hearty.
And we love what Brothers does.
I have also, of course, from Brothers Craft Brewing Company's Mole Resolute, also 13.5% barrel aged. So now, does this have a little rundown on the side? It does not, but... I don't have the full run now, but basically I asked him, I was like, so what's the difference? He said that the Resolute is something that they do yearly, annually. I think he said every November or something. And then they usually do a few different variations and variants of it. So this the Mole Resolute is a variant of the Resolute. Now, what exactly they're doing, I guess I don't really know. Maybe I should have looked that up, but it should be pretty damn good.
We can just guess what they're doing.
That'd be maybe I can. With a taste, I'll be able to tell immediately what they're doing. So,
is he just in your phone as Josh? Because interestingly enough,
I think he's Joshua in my phone Joshua. For some reason. I think I must have. Well, I guess Josh is our.
It links to Facebook, but I put him in as Fezzik.
Oh, really?
Do you get that reference?
No.
Princess Bride, Andre the Giant's character.
Okay.
Because I mean, he's a massive.
He is a big boy. He is a big boy.
So he's been Fezzik
forever. And very likable, just like...
Exactly. I mean, he's exactly like Fezzik.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, that's what... Yeah, I have him as Joshua for whatever reason. I definitely don't call him Joshua, but either way. So this one, I think he actually gave to me as a thank you / a beer exchange because I brought him back a variety 4-pack from Hoof Hearted when we went to Hoof Hearted. Gosh, and that was so long ago. That's how long I've been sitting on this beer. But again,
it's going to get better with
barrel age. It's going to age well. I wish, actually, that's a good point. Does it say the year on here? I mean, this was definitely, he gave this to me last year. I would assume it was probably even from the year before that if they do it in November of the previous year. So this might be 2022's.
They're another one of those breweries. I do want to talk about this for a second. They do just the absolute... best labels, of course. The label on this one is clearly the Blue Ridge. It's the Shenandoah Mountains, and just nice, clean, and it's one of those shrink wrap labels, so it's probably easy to execute.
Did that one have the year on it?
Yeah, it's 23.
So 23. So then this is probably 22, if I had to guess.
It just says the Mole Resolute. It doesn't have a year on it because this has Resolute.
This one does not have the year.
Apostrophe 23.
This does not have the year, but it does say it's 25.4 fluid ounces. So let's do the math here. 25.4 fluid ounces at 13.5%. Let me do some quick calculations. I will be drunk before I leave here today.
I think you're supposed to share that, but...
Well, yeah, we'll share. But I'm not going to drink... I'm not going to do the half and half before the end of the segment like we usually do. I'll tell you that. I'm definitely going to baby this one a little bit. But yeah, this was a bit of a beer exchange. And I've been meaning to, I need to confirm. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say it on the air. I'll wait. We'll move on. We'll move on. Yeah, but we need to get him back on the show. I think he's got a lot of beer because he
can't drink it all himself.
He really can't. And really,
it's kind of being selfish.
Caring is sharing. Sharing is caring, you know, when it comes to that sort of stuff. So I'm sure he'd be happy to probably hop on another show with us. And then I will maybe bring up what I was talking about bringing up.
He did hit me up a couple weeks ago and said, I remember when we used to drink beer and not have to run affiliated with it in reference to the Hokey Hash.
All right. Well, he hadn't come out for a hash. You still haven't come out for a hash. I don't know if you were talking about coming out for the family one, which, by the way, I mean, maybe we'll preview that because I did buy some more booze, more specialty booze for it, and a bunch of kid-friendly snacks as well. So we're going to be stacked, and we'll have the details. I guess, I think they're pretty much ironed out, but we'll talk a little bit more about that, I guess, as it comes closer.
Family One's definitely something we want to do.
But you should definitely come out to a hash. And Josh should, too. I mean, it's not... Trust me, you don't have to run. You really don't. A lot of people don't even run it. But that's not as fun. You feel better if you do. At least get a little pep in your step, you know? Have a couple beers.
I mean, I feel like if you find all the wrong ways, you get more beer, don't you?
Well, what happens is... Well, no, you don't get more beer. Oh. Well, maybe. I mean, depends.
It's all about your strategy.
I did. The thing, if you walk, you're not going to go the wrong way because the people that went before you, in theory, somebody will have either chalk or flour and they'll indicate which is the correct way. So you can definitely walk it and it won't all be. Right. People that are running it are going to be going further and longer than, yeah.
To me, say that's my hard point. That's kind of where I'm at. Is I'm already a fast walker.
Like, so you're good.
I walk with a purpose.
You're good.
But something like that, I want to run. I want to get it done. And I'm not a runner.
Well, yeah. This is the perfect thing for you because I've seen you run. I've seen it, and you can get up and go if you want to. And there's nothing more motivating than beer because basically you're running to the next beer stop every time.
Exactly.
You're running towards beer. So the faster you go, the quicker you get to a beer. That's really just what it comes down to with the hash. But we've talked a lot about the hash a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure we'll talk a lot about it in a couple more weeks for the next one because I want to preview that, and we'll do all that later. But for now, I want to enjoy this barrel-aged goodness, and you were actually talking a little bit about something while we were playing Queen, and I said, you know what, just save that for the air because I don't have a whole lot else to talk about. But so what you were talking about, you're getting into a new show?
I haven't actually sat down and watched it. I was asking you if you had watched it because you're usually the go-to guy on what should and shouldn't be watched.
Not anymore. I don't watch anything new because I'm old school. I wait till it all comes out on DVD and then I buy it.
I'm seeing a lot of clips and previews and stuff for Shameless, which obviously at this point has had its finale, I think was last year. And that's the other thing. I love catching stuff after it completes. Like that's the way
Breaking
Bad was all in one like fell swoop.
See, well, I don't know because at this day and age, that's how people like to do it because you want to binge. But really, I think there is something to be said about doing it the old school way and just waiting once a week and once it comes out. You don't like that? I honestly don't really like that because I'm so used to it now.
It's bad.
But the problem
me.
Is you binge, it's in and out. Like I'm rewatching Sons of Anarchy now because guess what? I binged it. I don't know. I mean, granted, it's been a while. I guess when did that finish 15 years ago?
Yeah.
But I binged it, and it's like watching an entirely new... I don't remember any of it. The only thing I remember is the very end and how someone dies. But other than that, it's like watching a whole new show. And I slightly remember this or that. So, and I think that's the thing with the binging is it's in and out.
See, I get that. But if it's something that's really good, if it's really going to stand the test of time, I think it won't be in and out.
Well, getting back to, I know we talked about it with the prequels thing when we watched Game of Thrones, because I wanted to watch Game of Thrones before House of Dragons. And when we were watching Game of Thrones, BB was saying She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Like, oh, I guess maybe it's more of, okay, not I forgot versus like, oh, I know what's going to happen. And she even read the books and stuff. So that, you know.
That's an endeavor.
It just shows it's all it can right. be in and out. But I'm with you because you don't want to wait. You want to just be able to do it.
The other thing is, I think like, you know, with appointment viewing, you know, you've got. The show airs, the episodes releases, whatever, this time every week. There are so many times, like, I'll forget and then end up with, like, a huge backlog. And then it's like, well, we've got so much to catch up on. And then you see spoilers online. And it's like, yeah, I'm just never. And there are definitely shows that have, like, not had that tenacity to maintain my attention for appointment viewing. But would be it's great funny. Binge watches.
You mentioned spoilers online. And I used to. I remember when that was kind of an issue, but not now. I feel like I don't see that anymore.
I'll see my phone.
The only thing I avoid spoilers for is for sports, because I will wait, record it a bit, and then to be able to skip through commercials, and then I just won't even open any social media for that matter. But as far as like spoilers and shows, I don't know. I guess I don't really see that much anymore.
See, my phone
because it's not. Like this, everybody's watching at their own time. It's you don't have that. It's the finale. Now everyone's talking about it. It just doesn't really happen anymore.
Could just be me. I don't know. We also like are late adopters on a lot of TV shows, movies, stuff like that. So maybe it's just sheer luck. Like, yeah. Did you know Bruce Willis was dead at the end of Sixth Sense?
Come on, can't be throwing out spoilers. I was about to say we actually just started, you talking about, you know, watching a whole series and getting it all. We started watching from the beginning. I bought it all on DVD. Frasier. We're on season 2. Now, no spoilers.
Now, have you seen Cheers?
No. I mean, here and there. But so that's why I
this
feel
is
like...
The, oh, oh, this I know is, this a, is I know starting with a sequel.
I know it's a spinoff. So, that goes back to the whole prequel thing.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. But, and they've actually alluded to a few different things saying like, you know, oh, back in Boston, I hung out at a bar. And then I turned to her. I was like, did that happen to you? Because she's like, I don't think she really fully watched Cheers, maybe a little bit. But I can count on one hand how many episodes of Cheers I've watched.
I liked Cheers. Frasier was never my favorite character on Cheers. Like, I've never seen Frasier. But
not
I
even one
see,
episode?
No, not a single episode.
It's not bad.
But I could see it being appealing because, I mean, you get that. I mean, isn't the whole premise like he's hosting a radio show in like Seattle?
Yes.
So like I could see the appeal. It's just I've never said. And I like Kelsey Grammer.
It's not bad. It's that kind of because they're very highbrow, high wit. It's good. We're only in season 2. I think it's going to get better. I bet it'll be like Friends, Seinfeld, all of those. And then all those 90s sitcoms where... They tend to peak. I feel like most long shows tend to peak in the middle.
Yeah.
So we're not even season there at the really good stuff. Yeah. So it's getting better. But but yeah, you mentioned the radio aspect, which is funny because I look at it and I'm just like, no. But I remember my parents always talked about that I really should watch it because, you know, I'm in radio and I'd love it. That, what is it? KRQ Cincinnati or whatever it is. Yeah. Have you watched that?
With the turkey drop.
I don't know. I've never seen it at all or anything.
No.
What is it even
Airheads
called? I can't remember.
Airheads closer to
human radio. Airheads is great. I need to rewatch Airheads since I've been in radio. It's been a while.
Love that movie. Brendan Fraser does not get enough credit. That man is a national treasure and should be protected.
The Lone Ranger.
All cost.
Oh, man.
Buscemi was great. Oh, Sandler was okay.
Yeah, as he usually is. No, that is a good one. I do like that one. Who did you side with when Roth and Van Halen split? He's a cop. Eddie Van Halen.
Who'd win in a fight, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy is God. Yeah, trick question.
And their water pistols filled with hot sauce.
Yeah, that was great. Such a good one. All right. We are clearly feeling good with these barrel-aged beers as we just rant and rave about God knows what. How is your... So that I guess that is the Resolute?
Yeah.
Is the that's the sort of the staple. That's the... What do they call it?
Old Reliable. They're every year.
The baseline. The baseline, yes.
It's damn delicious. I mean, if I'm going back to the first segment and the Willetized and this, it's going to be a tie.
So they're both 475s?
They're both going to be 475s. And again, this is just purely an anticipation. So the listeners are all going to be disappointed. Well, the potentially, there's a 5 I haven't had.
The Mole Resolute over here is a 5. And you can confirm that Oak Spire, there's something wrong with it, right?
Yeah.
That was
It was way too effervescent. And there was like, the flavor was lacking. It wasn't, it earned every bit of a 3.5.
It just wasn't, it's not what it should be.
It's
so
like
there's something wrong there.
Skipped a step somewhere. Someone didn't read an ingredient or read a step, and then they just put it in the bottle. And
yeah, I don't know. I'm wondering if it's if this specific bottle hasn't, because you can't imagine they would put that out, especially something that's been going on for that long. That collaboration, if it was really bad batch, you'd have to skip a year.
I mean, I don't know what their quality control process is for it, but it's possible they could have just been a bad bottling series.
Maybe.
Maybe not a complete... Well, no, it had a complete seal because it fizzed like hell. I don't know. It's just
something
off.
Was off. Something was off.
It's not the worst beer I've ever had, but...
True.
It's not taking home any medals.
Nothing off with the Mole Resolute. This one's a 5 on the untapped scale, which is how we like to rate our beers, by the way. If you didn't know, Drez Drinks is my handle. Big Nate Danger is across from me. I think that's it, buddy. If you're down, we can wrap it up.
Let's go watch Airheads.
And then we got... Yeah, let's watch Airheads and finish off this... huge-ass bottle of Resolute. That's a wrap on Brews Day Tuesday. Shout-out once again to Josh for hooking up with these beers. And maybe hopefully we'll get him on the show here before too long and we can talk about some fun stuff. That's going to do it for me. Our own JT is up next. More rock and roll in your future with Just Tunes. Stick around.